T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And a guy that we love having on, Will Carroll, who joins us this morning on the waveboard.com hotline.
Will, what's going on?
Hey, so much. I mean, here we are in the start of spring training, and this is always the time when we start to see guys come up, show up with problems, show up not where they're supposed to be. And unfortunately, we've already started to see the Tommy John surgery. We can start the count. We're at 3.
Speaking of that, Cole Hamels, what do you know about his injury? And will this impact the start of his season, opening day? I mean, we know he's probably not going to be there opening day, but how long would this could this potentially linger?
It could linger quite a while. It's what he's got is a little bit of an impingement in his shoulder. As he was working out this offseason, that started to have some swelling and some pain, so they shut him down. They're going to hold him back for about 3 weeks, reinvestigate it. That tells me they probably hit him with a cortisone shot. Some sort of anti-inflammatory. So he's just not going to be able to build back up to that starter's workload. So this isn't a Dallas Keuchel situation where he's not going to be there till halfway through the season. But April might be a big question. We're just going to have to see whether this clears up, he gets right back in, and he's just behind, or whether this is going to be a lingering problem.
Will, when you say impingement, are we talking about soft tissue? Are we talking about a tear in the shoulder or the rotator cuff? I mean, I know you don't know. You're not looking at stuff, but I mean, from what you know and understand as an expert in this field, I mean, are we talking about something that's potentially major, or is it just inflammation and we can deal with it?
It's inflammation. When you hear one of the doctors or the athletic trainers talk about an impingement, what they're 90% talking about is at the front of the shoulder in the AC joint. Basically, think of it like having a clogged pipe. That inflammation happens, and the nerves, the things that connect, whether it's nerves, blood vessels, those kind of things, they get kind of squeezed in there because of the inflammation. So you have to clear that up, or you don't have full range of motion, and you're not pain-free.
We're, of course, talking to Will Carroll. He is our injury expert. As we break down some of the, well, that's probably a poor choice of words when it comes to an injury expert, but as we get the inside skinny on some of these updates here, you and I were talking about a couple of guys for the soccer team here in town and what's going to happen with them.
Yeah, we're talking about Miles Robinson and his injury, you know, non-contact leg injury, maybe knee. Any thoughts on him?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's the knee. It looks like it's the quad. And remember, he had a fairly significant hamstring injury last year. So you have to wonder about that. These guys run so much. You're talking about an average of 5 to 6 miles in a game. And he's so quick. So you do worry about that. You get an imbalance in there. You hurt one thing. You end up hurting another. So they're going to have to jump on top of this, make sure that they get that fully healed up, get the balance back, get him back out there. Because if he loses a step, he loses a lot.
You know, speaking of that, Joseph Martinez had a similar injury last season, and it kind of bothered him a little bit. So you think that maybe they'll probably, you know, take their time with this one?
They don't really have a perfect replacement for him, so they need to get him out there as quick as they can. But they also have to find that balance and make sure they get him back out there so that he can stay back out there. Talking about Martinez and also Bello, they've just had so many muscular injuries. You have to wonder – is the workload not right? Is there something in the strength and conditioning program? Is this just bad luck? It can be a lot of those things, but I'm sure Atlanta's asking a lot of questions of their fitness program right now.
You know, I'm wondering about, is it still kind of old school when you're dealing with these kind of muscle issues here, any inflammatories, ice, rest, that kind of stuff? Or are these teams starting to experiment at all? Will, I know that some doctors are starting to experiment with stem cells. Do we have enough information on that kind of stuff that it would speed recovery?
It does, but we don't really know why. You often hear about PRP. You often hear about stem cells. You hear about more electrical stimulation, cold lasers. There's a lot of things out there that they use. And soccer teams tend to be a little bit ahead of the curve, largely because the European soccer teams are so advanced. They're probably about 5 to 10 years ahead of the NFL and the NBA, Major League Baseball a little bit further behind that in terms of injury management. So, yeah, they're definitely using a lot of things to try to get through it. One of the things you're going to see a lot, especially in the MLS, is the use of ultrasound. They'll have them right on the sidelines where they can say, oh, yeah, that's a torn muscle. Oh, yeah, that hamstring is gone a little bit. And in baseball, they don't use them at all. There's one team I know of that has one, and they only use it at home.
Sports wow. Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Will Carroll, injury expert on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We were talking about Felix Hernandez this morning, and we were all trying to figure out how much does he have left in the tank. What do you think?
Yeah, not much, unfortunately. You know, he was so good for so long, but he's like one of those old cars you see, and you're like, ooh, look at that cool old car. Yeah, but you really want to drive it. You know, the brakes aren't that good. He's just got so much mileage on. The question is, has the physical things he's lost get made up for by the experience he has? Is there a coach there in the organization that's going to see something? They've got really good athletic trainers up in Seattle, so I don't think they're going to be able to find a physical advantage. You just hope he's able to go out there and give you something. But you know, the way he looked at the end of his run in Seattle, I don't think there's much left. I think he might end up being a placeholder, and that's not a bad thing. You just don't want to see a guy who was that good, who's likely a Hall of Famer, go out as somebody who just can't get it done anymore.
Talking with Will Carroll, one final question. I want to go back to something you said in the interview about, you know, advanced therapies that they might be using over in Europe that they may be seeing great results from. If an American team, and I'm not just talking about soccer, but an American athletic team, was seeing that kind of results, because I'm sure that they read the journals and trade information all the time, would it be a case where the FDA could actually block it if it's experimental and not allowed in the United States? Or would teams start to consider maybe sending players overseas to get treatment? Is that possible?
Yeah, you do see a lot of that. You know, some of the situations, we've seen those treatments where, you know, Andrew Luck went over there, but he was just training with people and didn't want to be here. But we've seen Kobe Bryant went over after his Achilles, Peyton Manning. A lot of players go over there because there are some different rules in terms of PRP and what they can put in there. Now, a lot of them will use things that are banned, but they have the same rules over there. In most situations, it comes down to money. You know, a few years ago, Real Madrid had a rule that for every $100 they spent on players, they had to spend $1 on research. There is no American team that's remotely close to that. If you see Barcelona, if you see what Chelsea has, what Manchester United, which is odd because Manchester United is owned by the same people that own the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, nobody is spending this kind of money. You know, last year, Major League Baseball in total had a budget of $1 million for research, and they didn't spend all of it.
Wow. Man, okay. Well, maybe they ought to consider, you know, doing that, considering how important it is to them. But all right, we'll see. Well, it's always a pleasure to appreciate your insight, and we'll see what happens and develops here this week with Hamels and Robinson, some of the key guys for us. Thanks much.
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.